Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by one of our producers, lady of many hats, Laura.
Hello.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for being here. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got the best listeners of radio joining us. You know it's going to be a good one. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hope you're having a great day out there. We got plenty to do, plenty to talk about.
It's true.
We've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're looking forward to diving into that and doing some celebrating. Also, the happiest shift workers.
Okay.
We're going to get into that topic. Laura.
Is it which shift or what they do?
Good question right away.
We're going to get
out.
There.
We'll find out.
Stay tuned.
Olive Garden is offering gallon soup. Soup
which
by the gallon.
Soup? Because I might be interested.
Soup by the gallon. That's coming up for you. We'll also get into how many kinds of, the number of sauces we have in our fridge, the average one of us.
Oh, it's too many. Right? I have so many sauces.
That's all coming up. we will dive into the sauce world in a little bit. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to on Thursdays with Denise and our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yeah!
Love that. Love, enjoy. I'm in love with the, I was looking at the animals earlier. They're great.
It's the highlight of my week, I swear, guys.
Got some entertainment news for you. As we are a talk show, we have to talk about the podcast breaking Taylor Swift and the Kelce's breaking the podcast.
Oh, that's the
world.
Breaking podcast news.
We got to get into that. Kevin Hart's got a new show I want to talk about as well.
Oh, thank God. I was worried he wasn't doing anything.
And I saved this one because I thought you'd enjoy this. 10 celebrities with strange, wildly expensive collections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be coming up. We also got to talk about our WFHR newsletter. We have that coming up for you.
At noon.
That's going to be a new one. Right for you at noon. Noon. New at noon.
Right in your email inbox.
How have we not been using that? New at noon.
New
That's great.
At noon.
That's great. That's
on
a good
Thursdays.
Tagline. We need to use that. And of course, it's live radio. Who knows what else is going to happen? We got live events we're going to be going at and being a part of. We got our open house coming up. All of this. About 20 hours of work that we got to get into 2 hours here. But we're going to do it.
Ugh, miracle workers.
We're going to kick it off this way with nostalgia. Oh, yes. Our favorite. What one of our favorite more keywords right now? Mm-hmm. Now, nostalgia has always been a
thing.
It's
always a thing.
And it's always been a part of pandering. Now, I think that it's what I'm talking to my dad and mom about a little bit is how they're not so much in favor of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get to an age where you kind of want them to pander to you.
Yes.
You don't mind it. My generation is in that. Yeah, the generation, ours is in that right now.
Yeah.
Where the media, society,
pander
to pop culture.
Me.
Yes.
I'm peak pandering. Material, bring it.
I never have been that person. I've always been that person that, this is the most popular thing. Well, I'm going to like the next popular thing or whatever. You know, everybody likes Michael Jackson. I liked Prince. I've always been that person. I'm not that guy. I think I'm still that guy. But I am also apparently the guy that doesn't mind the media or the pop culture world pandering to me. I didn't think I'd ever be like that.
Tell you what, I learned a lot about myself when the new trilogy of Star Wars came out, and I realized that Disney was just pandering to us, and I was so down. I learned a lot about myself that day.
Well, we're talking one of our favorite topics when it comes to nostalgia and fast food businesses and places we grew up around with and everything. And if you have found memories of McDonald's from found or fond.
There's a couple in this box over here.
Oh, man, dyslexia. So if you had those from when you were a kid, before you cared about your health or any of those kind of things, maybe, this might be for you. Starting most McDonald's, I believe, this is going around across the country. This article, I believe I've had this, since the 6th. So this came out on the 6th of August.
All right.
So it's been a bit here. McDonald's will be selling an adult Happy Meal called the McDonaldland Meal.
Ooh.
And it'll feature a limited edition Mount McDonaldland shake in a surprise flavor.
It's
berry.
Okay, that's fine.
They say surprise, but they also kind of have to
tell people.
Well, that's
because I was about to say, listen, if you're going to surprise me with a food item, I would like to at least have some direction that we're going in.
Mm-hmm. It also comes with your choice of quarter pounder or 10-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a collectible souvenir.
Okay,
like postcards, stickers, and other treats.
So it's like a regular combo meal for like a grown up, but they threw a toy in it and they're putting it in a box.
My dad had this when we were kids.
Yeah.
My dad, you could not understand why there were not adult kids meals. And you didn't get like a toy. Now for him, it would have been like a switchblade or something. It would have made sense. It would have made,
and I don't mean like cassette tape.
I mean like the switchblade that turns, it's a comb. I mean like that one, you know, I mean like that was kind of, that's the kind of toy he would have wanted.
So your dad.
That's what he would have wanted. McDonaldland is the place all of its characters come from, and it was originally introduced back in 1971, but they phased it out early in the early aughts. And by the way, the Daily Mail says that a former McDonald's advertising exec confirmed previous reports that Grimace is not a random purple blob or a purple milkshake. Grimace is supposed to be a taste bud.
Oh! I like him even more now.
My mind was blown reading that sentence
Fantastic.
Last week. Just blown. I've been sitting on this and wanted to talk about it with somebody.
Grimace is my dude, and now he's even more my dude.
Well, and I think that's a really cool idea for kids. Like, all of these characters are created for kids. What a great way to teach kids about taste buds and things.
Okay,
like,
but question. Tongues are not purple, typically.
Well.
Why? Purple.
That's a fair one.
Is it because tongue pink is just an unappealing color?
Maybe. Grimace pink, not the same.
No,
not the same.
You're right. Okay, purple was the right move. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why they're doing the berry flavor, surprise flavor.
Oh, they're turning
our
tongues purple.
Yeah, yeah.
For Grimace.
I don't know. I really like that. I think that's a really actually smart market. I'm thinking of the marketing back in the day and thinking of that. I think that's a really cool idea. I also think that we miss, and we don't bring enough attention to this. I was a little surprised there was never PSAs about this when we were kids and
about
everything.
About Grimace?
No, about McDonald's and what the real health concern is about McDonald's. It's not the food.
No, it's
the food is a concern to a degree and stuff.
It's processed.
But back in the day, the playground that you used to play at McDonald's was dangerous. The Grimace machine alone, it was just a cage. It was just a cage.
There was like, a lot of
there's no way
caging
that,
your children happening like, at McDonald's when we were kids.
Maybe I could have done a better job taking care of my teeth, but some of the issues when I was a kid with my teeth is the McDonald's playground and how dangerous it was and how every toy was basically just metal on a spring.
You're not supposed to dive into the ball pit face first, James.
I disagree. I really do think that, like, I can remember my sister like twist and like getting hurt over there all the time. They always had like wood chips in every one.
Plastic wood chips, or whatever they were, the little foam bits.
Got some kind of deal on those things. But actually, I mean, yes, you have to take the food seriously and all that and everything. I'm not taking that lightly, but I do think the most dangerous thing about McDonald's is long gone. It was the playground.
Yeah.
It was the playground. It was dangerous.
Sure.
One of the things I did want to get into before we get to our first break is where we'll be today.
Yeah.
Now, we always like you pitch hitting, Laura, coming in, hanging out with us and everything on the morning show, but you are here today for a reason because
it's true.
A lot of our staff is out and about.
Our staff is busy preparing for Lunch by the River. We're going to be down there today at Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 to 1.
Yeah.
Lunch by the River happens at Veterans Memorial Park every Thursday during that time frame, and we happen to be one of the sponsors for the event this week. So you can meet a bunch of us down there. James and I will be late, but we'll be there.
Shout out to Paper City Savings too. They're co-sponsors.
They're the other sponsor,
we appreciate them being a part of this too. And again, Manic on Tuesday down
I'm
there.
I'm kind of excited about.
Oh them. Yeah, yeah. I want to talk to them. I want to get them on one of our shows.
Oh, that's
I think
a great
they're a fun
idea.
Band.
Yeah, someone should give you a job.
There is also a lot of great food down there. I know that I talk to people and there's a want to try new stuff, a want to try different things. Here they're coming to you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is be down there, and they're all coming down.
There's food trucks surrounding Veterans Memorial Park for Lunch by the River. And if that's not enough for you, there's, like, really good restaurants just across the street right there.
Yeah.
So, like, you can try everything that Wisconsin Rapids has to offer at Lunch by the River. It's awesome.
And, of course, we encourage you to check out the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market as well. You can hang out there, come on down by Lunch by the River afterwards.
Because they are also open Thursdays from 8 to 1, so you can check them out today as well.
Your Thursday, before you're even can hit your afternoon. You can check buy local, support local off.
You can.
Both of these events are the definition of that, mm-hmm. and being a part of it. We encourage you to come on down, say hi to us. We'll have a little booth down there. We'll mm-hmm. be talking with you. And I would also recommend one other thing. We had the Chamber in this week. Another note about Laura. Laura is our producer of a Rapids Report.
And, that's true. So I do that too.
We had Lacey in, that was a little different because we haven't talked to Lacey in a while.
That was fun.
But it got me thinking about it too. I have a lot of guests come in here, and they will, even people that don't have anything to do with a particular event, will mention an event and mention the Chamber.
Yeah.
If you, we only got a couple of these Lunch by the Rivers left. You happen to see Lacey or any of the gang from the Chamber, give them a thumbs up. Give them a thank you.
They do so much work for this community, guys. And there are so many events all the time here. And so many of them are sponsored by the Chamber, planned for by the Chamber. Give them a thumbs up anytime you see them, honestly.
Our local chambers of commerce are, and I can speak for this one, but I can speak on a lot of them in a lot of the places I've lived. This is a business and a nonprofit that is designed to advertise your area. End of sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not in anybody's pocket. They're not. They're in the community's pocket. That's about mm-hmm. it. And they do. And ours in particular, we have one that really listens to the community, really mm-hmm. tries to, you know, this event was good. How can we make it great?
They're so good at their job. They really are. And also, shout out to Crockett Septic.
Yeah.
Because they are also sponsoring that event, and it's always good to have porta potties in a public space.
Boy, you'd know if they weren't there. You would know if Crockett Septic wasn't there, and if they were bad, they are good at their job. Appreciate them a lot. I encourage you to go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, find out more about your Wisconsin Rapids Chamber and how you can be a part of things. When you are a business, and if you're on the fence about being a chamber member, one of the things that I know when talking to people, and especially new businesses and people wanted to try them, the Chamber is going to be able to help you with advertising, being able mm-hmm. to help you make connections and a lot of those things. But it's also that what you signal to the community. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a part of this community.
Yep.
I want to put into this community. We love supporting businesses like that. I personally only support businesses that support this community. I won't spend a penny otherwise.
It's a strong statement to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce as a business owner in this town.
Mm. And we will meet you at Lunch by the River, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun.
See you there.
We will head on down there. One other thing I did want to note before. I almost forgot. And I want to get this out here as much as we can because we only have a day or two left, today and tomorrow left of this, in our area. We have free meals available for children 18 years and under at a number of different locations. One of them, my old stomping grounds in Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South. You've got 7:30 to 8:30, so breakfast is done for today, but tomorrow you can still get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get lunch today, 11 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Mead Park near the splash pad. They got a nice little sign there.
Yeah,
I pass it every day. You can get over to 14th Ave and check that out. Now, they have lunch available 11 to 12:30, but they also give breakfast for the next day. That's also provided.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Winter Park, shelter outside the Aquatic Center over on Chestnut. Head on over there, 11:30 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. Lunch, breakfast for the next day is still provided as well.
Yep.
Spread the word about this. Let's make sure that we have no hungry kids in our community.
No, and it's awesome that our public school district is able to provide summer meals like this. It's so cool.
I understand that this is divisive and it is a controversial statement, but I don't think any kid should be hungry.
I agree.
You know, I'm not going to go out on a limb. Yep. We're going to go out on that limb. We're willing to go on that hill.
Yep. Maybe I'm the bad guy, but I think kids should be fed.
Spread the word about this, everybody. And a big, big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Public School System and all the volunteers, all the people that work on this one. I appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
We will take our quick time out. Come back and do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Woo. On the morning show. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to talk about you and encourage you to treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
Wish them a great day from all of us.
Yes.
Get on over there. I'm taking a look at their Facebook page real quick here and got some great specials out there. And, of course, those homemade pies.
Always the pies.
Such good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, tomorrow they'll be open a little later. They will have their fresh Fry going tomorrow?
Oh, their fish fry is good. I went there a couple of weeks ago. Highly recommend.
Yeah, you and Mel had a good time over there.
We did. In fact, even Quinn had a good time with the fried fish. So if my six-year-old can get down to this fried fish, I'm telling you, it's good fried fish.
Go check it out yourself, everybody. And wish them a good one for us. We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want them from you.
Yes,
you can
please.
Email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI. And, of course, you can call on up.
715-424-2600 or 1300 if you want to talk to Pam.
Yes, yeah, feel free to do that. Yeah, that's fine, too. You can, especially if you don't want to be on the air.
Yes.
You know, that's
a
good way to
do it. If you would rather call and give it to Pam and have her give us your information for your birthday, go ahead and do that. That is 715-424-1300.
There is nobody in radio history who has ever been better at bringing in a note when you're live on air than Pam.
Pam's an expert at
this. She's so good at it. There are times I'm very aware of my surroundings. I don't get snuck up on, but like a ninja. She is a secretary ninja out there. She is a message giving
traffic ninja.
She's incredible. Yeah. So yeah, she'll get it to us, everybody.
She sure will.
And of course, you could use the Civic Media app. We appreciate you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I got to put you to work. Sorry, got to put you to work. I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, there we go. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to a couple of Civic Media family members.
Of course.
Mike McKay.
Happy birthday.
Mike's great. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day, Mike. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah. Great voice. One of our favorite voice actors in the ad space.
Yeah, you hear Mike a lot. He gets a lot
Mike
of work
a lot.
For a reason. He's good. He's good. We appreciate you.
Enjoy he also does some voice work filling in for us on WIRI sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just filled in for Katie a little bit ago.
Yep,
that's
he filled in for me last week.
Yeah, and I like the way he carries the segments and everything. He does a good job.
He does a very good job.
Also, Arthur Frieda.
Yes. Wait, that was yesterday. Arthur's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Either way, happy birthday, Arthur.
Yeah, yeah.
Arthur, fun fact, is he called up during the Elf Call-In Center.
Oh,
he called in and spoke to Holly during the Elf Call-In Center during his show. And so we had a little...
Yeah.
That was a fun one. So happy birthday to Arthur. Call in again. We're doing it again.
Be on the lookout for that, everybody. We've got a fun fall lined up. I was talking to Michael about the hunting show. I mean, he's just been working nonstop on that.
Oh, awesome.
And we got a lot of great stuff going on with our stations. That'll be good. Happy extra birthday to Arthur, I guess.
Birthday part two.
Yeah. And taking a look at our list, we wish a very happy birthday to one of my oldest friends, Pete Crone.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Oddly enough, Seth and I on the Sunrise Show today were talking about Willie Nelson. I don't know if people know this or not, but Willie Nelson is a multiple degree black belt in multiple degree types of martial arts.
That doesn't surprise me as much as you'd think it would.
Yeah. We told a great, we were talking about a great story that Luke Combs told about his first, one of his favorite memories of Willie Nelson. They're playing poker.
Okay.
And Willie gets up and goes over to the another room, and only Luke can see him. The other guys can't see him. And there's a punching bag. And Willie just starts going to town, kicking this punching bag. And Luke is kind of playing cards, looking at Willie, playing cards, and looking around, and nobody's saying anything, nobody's doing anything.
Willie, what are you going to say?
Willie gets done, comes over, sits down, doesn't say anything about it. Luke Combs is like, huh. that's Willie. That's just Willie Nelson.
Yeah, he had a need.
The type of martial art that Willie does, one of them and everything, I do remember hearing from Pete. Pete is a multiple degree Taekwondo. It's in karate, knows a number of different martial arts. Used to teach here in town.
Sure.
One of my favorite people. Shout out to you, Pete. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I didn't get any black belts, but I've done 3 different kinds of martial arts myself.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know 3 different kinds.
Yeah,
wow,
I did
cool.
Taekwondo, karate, and Muay Thai.
I remember you mentioned it before on another show, but I didn't remember. Cool. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Al Thomas.
Happy birthday, Al.
Al, I couldn't read my own writing. I'm so sorry.
Wow. James, do better.
Yeah. Al, wishing you a great day. Al, new listener. We appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for listening, Al.
Yeah. Al reached out and everything.
Happy to have you.
And I will say this as I said it to him. Al Thomas sounds like he's got to age into that age. Like, he's got to be in his 20s, maybe early 30s. That's an
give
older...
him 40 years and he'll really feel like an Al.
Then he'll feel like an Al Thomas.
I get it.
That did not look like an Al Thomas. Thomas that I saw give me it. That name. That did not look right. But I wish you a good one, man. Enjoy the day. And thanks again for listening. We appreciate sure. it. And our qualifiers, happy 43rd anniversary, Dale and Lori Schuneman.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Dale, Lori, enjoy your day. Happy 43rd. Yeah. That's a fantastic one.
Fantastic.
Enjoy, and we wish you a great one, and we encourage you to brag to everybody that you are our qualifiers for
Yay!
Today. We take a look at our celebrity list. Tim Tebow is 38.
Okay, sure.
Quite a run he had there. Still doing some broadcasting for the SEC Network, I believe.
That's
but
good.
His run was incredible while it was going on.
It was a whole time.
There are people that will tell you there are people that will not bat an eye when you ask them who's the greatest college quarterback of all time. They'll say Tim Tebow. They will say sure. it without blinking an eye.
Okay.
That is not me. I could not be. I would put
you
him,
would not say that?
I would put him top 10.
I was going to say top 10. I could hear an
absolutely.
Argument for, but
absolutely.
Okay, sure.
I believe first freshman to ever win a Heisman. I mean, you know,
yeah,
there's some stuff.
That's worth noting.
Pretty sure he won two national titles.
Yeah.
And had a better,
you know, BFD.
Had a better NFL career than most, and myself included, thought he was going to have.
Sure.
I thought so impressive. Mila Kunis is 42.
Happy birthday, Mila Kunis.
A great run on that 70s show. Mm-hmm.
Black Swan.
Black Swan. Man, Black Swan. The performance in that alone. Let's see here. Christopher Gorham is 51. You've seen him in Jake 2.0 and Ugly Betty and
oh, sure.
a couple of other shows. Ooh, Halle Berry is 59.
Ah, cool.
She's good.
She's really good.
Yeah. Fun actor. Also somebody doesn't take herself too seriously. Doesn't take the game too seriously. Halle Berry got, of course, Oscar win for Monsters Ball. Famous moment there. A year or two later, she wins a Razzie, which is the anti-Oscars,
right.
for Catwoman. She showed up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that's expected. Mm-hmm. She didn't just show up. She owned it. She laughed
like, yeah.
with everybody, made mm-hmm. fun of herself, but didn't do this where
Halle
she took
Berry's...
shots at the movie itself, just mm-hmm. her performance.
And she's a real one.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a real one. And she's got an ex-husband out in the world right now talking about how he left her because she wouldn't cook dinner. And I'm sorry, but she's Halle Berry.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information.
You didn't marry her or start dating her because you thought she would cook you dinner, friend. Yeah,
you are a fool. You are a fool, sir. You are a fool.
Just shut up.
The wonderful Sarah Brightman is 65. Christine, of course, from Phantom of the Opera, her most famous role. Now, it is rumored that Andrew Lloyd Webber, her ex-husband, wrote the musical version of Phantom and was already planning to cast her as Christine because he wrote music of the night for her.
Right.
Incredible performance. Mm-hmm. Incredible performance. Wonderful, wonderful character actor and amazing actor. Marcia Gay Harden is 66, Oscar winner.
Yeah.
You see her, you know who she is. Greatest point guard of all time. Magic Johnson, 66.
Oh, sure.
You can tell me, I can look at stats, you can tell me all these different things about different players. Did any one of those players ever do a backward scoop, behind the back pass, not looking, staring at the guy that's guarding him, and smiling?
I'm going to assume not.
And one of the greatest, not only players of all time, but a man that could play every position. Magic Johnson famously helped the Lakers win a title by playing center.
Sure.
And everything. Like nowadays, it's kind of the thing in basketball where a guy at 6'11 will bring the ball up the court and stuff. The positions are all over the place. Magic was the first person really doing that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Changing
the sport a little bit.
The basketball is not where it is today without Magic and Bird. And both of those guys would be the first to tell you they aren't where they are without each other. The way that they not only competitively competed with each other, but marketing-wise, what they were able to do for the NBA. The NBA was taped.
A rising tide lifts all boats kind of thing.
College basketball as well. Not just the NBA, but college basketball itself is not where it is today without Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys that came before them, all the credit in the world. There is no Bird and Magic without them.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan certainly took the game to a whole nother level.
Sure.
But even Michael will tell you there is no Michael without Magic and Bird. Incredible career. And 66. I kind of thought he was a little older.
Been a longer time.
I'm just getting old. That's all. That's just what I find out there. Daniel Steele is 78. Ooh, wonderful the author. I've never read her books, but I know that even my mom will say, well, she's not the typical romance novelist.
That's what I've heard as well. I also have not read any of her books.
The legend, one of my greatest influences of all time, Steve Martin, is 80.
Oh, Steve Martin. I love him very much.
I would
much.
Drive my parents crazy running around the house singing King Tut or basically anything else I saw him do on The Jerk.
One of my favorite movies.
My first favorite comedy.
Like, I know it's bad. I know it didn't age well.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it did not age well. No. But I've told this to other people. It's the one movie that I cannot
pass.
I cannot apologize for. I love that movie. I love Steve Martin. Anything I do funny, it pretty much starts with Steve Martin, and it's a pale imitation or a poor man's version of it.
Sure.
Enjoy your 80th, sir. Also, I want to mention an incredible banjo player.
Incredible banjo player. 7 p.m. on Saturday on WIRI, you can listen to Red Folk and Blue, on which I have played a handful of Steve Martin's songs.
Well done. We'll take a quick time out, but a big thank you to our friends over at El Cafe, sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a big thank you to all of you filling the segment and getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Yeah. Get more of them to us,
and
everybody.
Happy anniversary, Dale and Lori.
Yeah. We'll be back with more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great Thursday morning out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, we're talking sauces in your fridge. How many are there? Count them.
Too many.
No.
No, I will not.
We will get into that a little bit later. Right now, a new poll of shift workers found the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a vape store, apparently.
That checks out.
92%. I'd see that number. I've done a billion surveys in the last 9-10 years.
I don't see
that number very often. You don't even see 90s very often. 92% of vape store employees feel good or amazing about their job. The national average across all hourly jobs was 78%.
Okay.
So, real quick timeout, 78%, that's pretty dang good. That is pretty darn good. That's encouraging to see, especially...
It means that people are working in jobs that they enjoy and not just working to work.
We don't do enough to thank retail workers.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who has worked just a foot in that world, I come from mostly a construction, mostly blue collar, kind of a lot of that stuff. I've only done a little bit of retail.
My God,
that's impressive. It is impressive. And what fast food workers do...
I've done that too.
Not everything has to be you have a degree, so we respect it. Like, there's plenty of stuff out there that don't take a degree that not a darn one of us can do out there. And I do include myself in that job. I worked at KFC for a little while. I can cook. I can cook just fine.
Those jobs are like much harder than you think, guys. Yeah. And they're hot and sweaty and uncomfortable.
Well, and there is something to be said for doing jobs that a lot of people don't want to do, and the willingness to do that. Being a society that doesn't look eye to eye with that, looks down on that, it says more about us than it does them.
Yeah, it just means that people don't get it.
Yeah,
You're not going to get it unless you do it or are really prepared to take some time to be empathetic about it and learn.
I can't necessarily go out and say this completely, but there's a part of me that almost wishes everybody, like in high school, had to work retail for like a month.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Some type of retail job.
It could even be part of curriculum.
Think of all the people skills you learn. Think of all the different things, and hopefully, it gets you a little bit of empathy to understand. Because it wasn't like the last gas hike we had.
Sure,
I was standing in line, and there was a lady that works in the mornings. I run into every morning. She's fantastic. She's sweet. She's wonderful, and so dang patient. Because this guy is barking about the gas prices to her like she can do something
about
it.
So not her bag, guys.
She can get charge
of
that.
Don't yell at the people at a gas station again. again, a job I've had. Don't do it. They have no control. They're just there to push buttons and clean up and make sure you don't steal gum.
So the national average being 78% is pretty darn good. Here are the five hourly jobs that with the highest job satisfaction rate. As we said, vape stores, 92%.
Not at all surprising, honestly.
No, not surprising at all. No, not surprising. Not at all surprising. No, no. For many reasons.
It's not a difficult retail position. You don't have to seek out your audience very much.
I agree with you. Just to kind of piggybacking on that a little bit, the handful of times that I've been in those stores and everything, they got some devices. I have no idea what those things do, and they seem complicated.
Yeah, I had a complicated vape back in the day.
I'm just saying, they're way over my head.
Yeah, been there, done that. I've had friends who were like building their own and modifying their
I don't know. At number two, catering. 91% of people in that hourly job have a job satisfaction rate of 91%, which again is very encouraging.
Well, and the thing about catering is that it's very much a small business operated thing. There's not a lot of like big brands that are catering. It's usually a small local business.
In that regard, maybe it's a little bit, I don't want to say easier, but it's a little bit more hands-on, a little more, you know your boss, you know you're able to.
They know you, there's a rapport, there's a relationship, yeah.
And when it comes, and I'm sure there are, because again, this is not my wheelhouse or anything, but I'm sure with the vape industry, it's not as if there's the Vapes R Us, that store that's in every city or something.
Yeah, there's not a lot, there's not a Walmart
they're
vape
not
stores
McDonald's.
Yet.
Yeah, maybe a similar thing with that. Mm-hmm. And then cafes and coffee shops, 90% there. Again,
the local business baristas are some of the happiest people I've seen.
And I'm not at all giving them any...
Shout out Cravings.
Yeah.
And from the ground up.
You look at a town, like look at Point, look at Rapids, look at places like this that are not, you know, Milwaukee or Madison. But at the same time, you can walk five steps and there's a coffee shop. And then you go to the left and there's another one. Like, and all of these businesses are being supported. Like they're surviving. They're thriving. They're doing well. Yeah. Not only does that say that we love our coffee, but those businesses, the employees that are working there seem to be enjoying it, seem to be doing well. Because, I mean, we just had a business in town, two businesses in a way, shut down because they didn't have enough employees.
Yeah.
That says a lot. It really does. Dentist's office at number four, 90% for out of job satisfaction there too.
Is that hygienists or the people behind the desks? Doesn't say.
Good question.
Okay, sure.
Doesn't say, but I do. I will. I've known a couple of people that have been a secretary and working the front desk at a dentist's office. And shout out to our friend Travis in the radio world. His wife Sarah, I know, worked at a long time. Loved it. She loved it. She loved being at that place and loved that job.
I could understand that. It's not a super busy place. People aren't generally angry there.
You know, I've had so many bad memories with dentists, but all of them when I was young. As an adult, I haven't had as many. I also haven't been able to go to the dentist as much as an adult, but that's a whole other side story. There should be universal dental care. Side note. When it comes to work, being at a dentist's office, it's a pretty good vibe usually.
And
a lot of the time the clients, they may be grumpy when they come in, but when they're leaving, a little drugged up maybe, a little happier.
They're okay.
Maybe I can see some things where this isn't such a bad gig. I can see.
Right.
I worked, shout out to Stoiber Healthcare, of course. I worked there for a little while. That's my only time I've ever worked in the healthcare industry. And then even in a little bit.
I bet you saw some changes in demeanor
It was a very similar thing.
People, you get yourself cracked up real nice, you're gonna walk out feeling real loose, real good.
There were not many times people were leaving and not in a happy mood.
That's what I'm saying. And if they weren't getting cracked up real nice, they were getting a massage.
Gyms at 89%. I could see that as well. I could see enjoying that, because if you're working at a gym, chances are that's the lifestyle you want to be in and stuff.
That's one of the things that you do. That's one of your hobbies. You're getting to do your hobby on the clock and help people you know, build new hobbies that you're already passionate about teaching people how to do? Of course.
I wouldn't say, I agree. I wouldn't say I worked at a gym, but I did volunteer at one for a little bit. Sure. When I was out in California, Gold's Gym out there.
Sure.
And man, the people there were, they were there early. Everybody's
they can't
shift,
wait.
They got there early.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the only time I've ever seen that at a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really just sounds like people are taking the hit for the cost, you know, like they're seeing an hourly job that they love versus a career that they could afford things better on, but they wouldn't love. And it sounds like people are taking the hourly gig that they would love.
Well, maybe these jobs like this that we're talking about that we don't traditionally look at as career jobs, for some people, hey,
there's nothing wrong with
it. Gym life is your life, so working at a gym could be your career gig. Or, you know, even if you're not an instructor or something like that.
Yeah. Also, real talk, I'm hourly. I love this job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's nothing wrong with having an hourly job and being happy in it and making it your career.
And for you, you know, and we talk a lot about this off air as a team around here, but we don't get a chance to do this very often. Laura's one of the few people here that actually belongs here in some ways. You went to school for this.
I went to radio school in 2007 and I tried to get into radio for a very long time. I got lost along the way and I found my way back. I love it here. And again, I am not ashamed to be making a career out of an hourly gig.
And to that point, I think, you know, once you get your foot in the door, especially in an industry like this, I have no doubt that for you or other people like that in this industry, it will be a career. You ain't going nowhere once you get your foot in the door kind of thing.
No, and there's always... I've never had an hourly job that didn't have at least a little room for advancement.
Mm-hmm. Hourly employees at community centers, sit down restaurants, and gun shops also ranked high in job satisfaction.
Again, those are passions. Those are things that people are passionate about.
You hit the right word, passion. Yeah, I couldn't think of it, but that's the word I was looking
for.
It's
not just a career they'll love, it's their passion. Mm-hmm. And they're choosing an hourly job with their passion, and it makes them happy.
At the end of the list, hourly workers at pharmacies are the most likely to feel stressed or frustrated by their job.
A hard job.
Well, and then there's the healthcare industry,
with all these insurance companies,
every 2 minutes changing their policies or different things.
And so
who is taking the front? Again, just like the gas price thing I was talking about.
Right.
People are barking at the clerk.
You're
and
picking
they can't
up
do
your
anything.
Prescription, and your insurance decided they're not going to be covering as much of it as they used to, and suddenly you have a copay, and you're a little upset. And
even
the pharmacist is the one seeing it.
Even if you are having a good relationship with the pharmacist and client, or having a good conversation, the pharmacist might not, you know, have a lot of empathy in that job. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just talking about giving people candy. It's something they need.
No,
and if you're in between that, the middleman, that could be a really difficult spot.
Well, and I know some pharmacists. Shoot, one of my cousins is a pharmacist. It's a job that she loves.
My dad would have been the world's greatest pharmacist.
Oh, he was a very different kind of pharmacist back in the day, guys.
I'm just saying he can identify stuff. That's all. I'm just saying he didn't have to look at labels.
He knows his medications a little bit.
It's a whole different world. The rest of the bottom five are postal workers and Amazon drivers, people at veterinary clinics, hourly workers at doctor's offices, and other jobs in healthcare. So you're seeing,
There's a pattern.
In the bottom five and where that is and how desperately we need people in those industries. Mm-hmm. A shout out to all of our drivers out there, all of our truck drivers and delivery drivers and everything.
And to all of our medical workers, genuinely.
Yes, everybody in the medical world. Everybody in the medical field, we appreciate. Those jobs rank lower because they tend to be more draining, both physically and emotionally. So we need them to make this whole thing move and roll, everybody. So treat people like that in those industries good. Shout them out when you can.
Mm-hmm.
We will come back and wrap up the first hour, morning show on WFHR.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, the opening, great opening line. Great opening line.
It is, but now I'm thinking of a grimy neck. Mm. Oh, thank you.
If you've had a day, one day of summer in the city, this song hits so perfectly. It is such a... I immediately think of downtown Chicago in a hot, hot, no wind. There is no wind in the heart of the city.
Yeah,
you got skyscrapers everywhere.
Nope,
wind doesn't exist. There's no air.
That's the best reason I've ever heard for me not to live in the city. Absolutely
it's,
not.
It's a selling point, an anti-selling point, I suppose, yes.
Oh, boy.
We've got a lot of fun lined up for you next hour, everybody. We're going to be joined by Denise in our Southwood County Humane Society Pet of the Week. We're looking forward to that. We'll also get into entertainment news. And a little bit after that, I got a fun one, Laura, I want to make sure we make time for. Gen Z's most trusted brands.
Okay.
Brands like Generation Z, you know, all are like, hey, we trust this brand. We like this brand.
Sure.
I want to get into that one. But I feel like we got to touch on this one. The average person and how many sauces they have in their fridge.
Okay.
So that's an interesting one to me. So summer eating includes a lot of sandwiches and barbecue, and many of us have go-to sauce. I'm a big fan of barbecue sauce. I like with my steak. I don't need a lot. You can just put a dab of that Worcestershire sauce.
Sure.
Yeah, that one. A little bit of that, and you know, I have my sauces. I don't use a lot of ketchup, but on a burger, I put a little on there. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm not a huge sauce guy. But you tend to be, right?
Your daughters. We all are.
Oh, are you?
Okay. We all are. And I use sauces as ingredients. I make sauces out of sauces and other sauces, and sometimes oils and vinegars. But the Worcestershire, a callback from earlier this week, one of the main flavoring ingredients, anchovies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, nice. Good callback. Nicely done. And I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. But it makes sense.
I have, so my whole fridge door, all three rows of it are filled with sauces. I have a lot of sauces. We have a lot of variety. I like, so, and to be fair, like at least half of one of those is just hot sauce options because I like variety, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A new poll asked people what foods they think are best with sauce. And not surprisingly, French fries were number one.
Sure.
73% of people say that they have they're best dipped in sauces like ketchup, hot sauce, ranch, barbecue sauce, or even mustard.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets are second, followed by hot dogs, chicken wings, cheeseburgers, tacos, nachos, deli sandwiches, pizza, and vegetables.
Well, some of those were designed to be dipped, like, or designed to be tossed in sauce. So, okay.
Yeah. Hot dogs ahead of chicken wings. I'm a little surprised by that, but I guess that's it. And cheeseburgers, I would have thought.
Who's eating dry chicken wings? I eat a dry dog before I eat a dry chicken wing. Let's be real.
The poll also listed people's weirdest sauce combinations.
Sure.
And of course, that's where we wrap up our show, our hour.
Okay, here. Sure.
French fries with tater sauce.
Tartar sauce.
So tater sauce is something very different.
Our dignified Melissa Kay does that on occasion. That's what she does at Fish Fries.
We call this the mom special in our house because my mom does this: scrambled eggs with barbecue sauce or ketchup.
You know, okay, that one. I don't. Nope. Sure.
How about pickles with buffalo sauce?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm a vinegar person. I really like pickles. I would do that.
Macaroni with Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, it's just a little flavor enhancer.
Is it Worcestershire?
It just adds a level of flavor to it.
Mm.
A little umami action.
I guess, yeah. Honey mustard with pita bread.
Just the bread?
I guess. Or maybe
I'd eat a shoe with honey mustard on it, to be fair. So, okay, sure.
You really do. Yeah, you really like your sauces. Ramen noodles with ranch dressing.
Nope.
Whoa.
Absolutely not.
Whoa, that's...
Nope. If you do that, please call up and let me know what that is like, because the texture in my brain is awful.
It feels like they just made that one up.
Right?
It feels like they just threw that, like they had to have three.
Pro tip. If you want your ramen to be on the creamier side, don't do ranch. Put a slice of American cheese in there. Do it like Wisconsin wants you to.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Nicely done. You know your audience. The average person has 8 different kinds of sauce in their fridge.
Yeah, I am not the average person.
Somebody's got to, you know, throw the curve
right,
off a little
right.
bit.
We've got to have someone like me to balance it
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
That's how
exactly.
we got to 8.
You can go to talkerresearch.com if you want to see the complete article, everybody. Talkerresearch.com. 8 is a little high to me. I was a little surprised by that, but I'm not living. Apparently, I'm just not living my best life. You know who is? Our friends in Nakusa.
Yeah.
They got a circus coming to town.
Yeah, they do.
This Saturday, August 16th, Nakusa Riverside Park. Get on over there at 2 and 4:30. They're going to have the Culpepper and Merriweather Circus down there. We're talking
circus!
A real circus, everybody. Mm-hmm. Going to have a tent where in the seating area, you can. There's a good seat for everyone.
Yep, they're having a big top. There's circus stuff. Head on down there. Do the circus.
It's going to be so much fun, and we want you to be able to go. Call up and let us know what your favorite thing about the circus is.
Yeah.
And you'll get an adult ticket here, and I've got $1 off a pony ride, face
Ooh.
Painting. You can get all of that. Just call 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation, get Laura and us that information.
Yeah.
And we will get these tickets to you.
Yes, we will.
You can also, of course, use the Civic Media app. We look forward to getting these tickets to you, everybody. Stick around. We got more fun coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.